All right, everybody, thanks for listening to Mental Health Monday, where we aim to provide an open space for dialogues about a number of mental health topics and how folks are being affected on a local, state, and national level. Guests and topics on the show range from psychiatrists, psychologists, school drug and grief counselors, and any other professionals in the field, testimonials from those affected by mental health issues, such as students, veterans, first responders, and more. And we also hear from folks who are organizing events around the community and state that promote or bring awareness to mental health issues, with the main goal being normalizing these mental health dialogues. Our guest today is Becky Parker, MS, LPC, Clinical Director at Fremont Counseling Service. Becky is here today to talk about the Mental Health Awareness and Suicide Prevention Day that's going to be happening at two locations in Fremont County on September 8th. That's going to be in Lander and Riverton. She's going to talk about the specifics of that here in just a moment, as well as provide a little background information on who she is and what she does for Fremont Counseling Services. And once again, this event is going to be in conjunction with September being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Before we dive into the full-on interview, Becky, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me, Vince.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Relatively new segment here at KOVE and on County 10, but Mental Health Monday is just kind of our way of letting the folks who know what they're talking about get that information out to the community. So thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into the event, which is specifically why we have you here today, could you just kind of give us a little background on who you are and what you do for Fremont Counseling Service?
Yes, I'm the clinical director. I've been with the organization now for 23 years, been in management since 2005. But my main goal, focus now and goal in working here is I train the staff. I organize different events in order to bring awareness to the community. And I manage all the clinical services. So those are the main things I do. I'm also, as part of my job, active with the Suicide Prevention Task Force and the Prevention Partnership of Fremont County.
So just doing a bunch of amazing things at Fremont Counseling Service, providing these services to the community. I posited this question. I always like to say, what's your dream question? What's something that you would love to get out to our listeners to have them know, either about the struggles that people are going through or about incidents in their field, topics, questions that come up within their specific field. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you all today was, what does a counselor bring to suicide prevention as opposed to a family member or friend? For people who might be struggling that think that, I'll just talk to my buddy. What do counselors provide that just talking to friends or family can't?
Well, the first thing is we're trained. And, and it's not to say, because we do gatekeeper training in Fremont County, and that is a necessary component to suicide prevention. But at some point, the counselors are the ones that are trained on how to handle these situations, are trained on how to help steer this process, even if it is just an outpatient counseling. But, we're also trained in how to complete a safety plan to look at the different components of how to help make it successful for a family to be able to, family members to help their family person be able to stay safe in the community. And so, we're able to look for and identify underlying mental health issues that might be driving the suicide attempt or ideation. We also are able to look at and determine, at what point is, just going to that buddy and saying, hey, I'm just struggling today, to when it's necessary to enter counseling, or, if necessary to, hopefully we can get people to the right level, but if at all necessary, then, if an inpatient treatment is needed or a crisis stabilization stay is needed, where, we have people that come to us and they know we can help them go in voluntarily, and they stay for, anywhere from 4 or 5 days up to 30 days at a crisis stabilization unit. They get that little bit of help they need to kind of get past that crisis that they're in. Sometimes it's, they just need to be able to pull back and have a safe space to work on that and to really work through some things. And that really helps jumpstart them to be able to return to the community, return to their lives, and, you know, and be able to engage in, you know, outpatient type services. But, you know, part of the thing that we're trained in and that I really want to stress is that safety planning process, mm-hmm. and really look at the lethal means restriction and, you know, just really guide people through figuring out what is going to help their family members to help them stay safe in the community, and what kind of services do we need to offer them, whether it's with Fremont Counseling or the, you know, Wind River Cares or IHS or wherever it might be, what private practice provider. It's just, you know, making that connection to where they can, you know, call our, we have a hotline number after hours that people are able to call, and, you know, we'll talk 15, 20 minutes, just do some crisis, you know, stabilization kind of phone call contact. But then also if it's necessary to where they need to come in face to face, we have walk-in hours. And so there's all kinds of things that we do here to help in a way to try and prevent suicide. But then there's also pieces where it's just being able to recognize when, you know, more intense services are needed.
Yeah, recognizing when those more in-depth services are needed, and then to a degree, these are my words here and my assumption, that having someone who's not necessarily personally attached to the situation has to be beneficial to the person going through that crisis. I mean, you guys then develop a relationship with that person, but not a long-term, having someone being able to talk to that's not a part of it long-term, do you find that is beneficial to the people going through those?
Yeah, and what I like to say is, you know, even to my clients that I see, is that I'm a sounding board, I'm here, I have clinical knowledge, and we can try different techniques and different things to help you as you're working through this stuff, but I have no invested interest.
Right.
On where this goes. And so, you know, you can come in and say things that with your family member, they might get upset at you.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas if you come in and you can talk to me, so I'm not going to all of a sudden take it personal and get upset by what you're saying. And so I can, you know, we have that ability to just, you know, to be empathetic and be an impartial listener, where we don't have an agenda. Our only agenda is the safety and welfare of our clients.
And I thank you for elaborating that. That's such a great way of wording that. Is it's empathy with impartiality is one of the services you provide. And you mentioned when you were talking about that, what counselors do, you said something about gatekeeper training. What did that mean?
So that's a term that is in the suicide prevention community. And we have various levels where we, you know, in funding that we can help people go through these trainings. We have trainers, but one is QPR, which is question, persuade, refer. And so it's basically just kind of helping anybody, you know, just know how to ask the question and feel comfortable asking the question. You know, are you thinking about killing yourself? Because so many people think that myth that if they ask that question, that it's going to push that person to think about suicide. And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
If they're thinking about it, they're going to know then that that conversation is open and that that door has been opened to them by somebody who will listen. And, you know, and then they're given the information and what they need to basically then persuade the person to seek out help, and are able then to get them and direct them to the help that they need. There's safe talk, which is another level, and then there's assist. And each one of these provide a little more information and just a little more guidance for lay people, anybody, community member, to just be able to help family and friends and get them directed towards the help that they need, and, you know, that further professional help where we can identify those underlying issues and not just be reactionary. And then I do remember the last one is mental health first aid. And so that's another one. And they have that for both youth and adults. And it just helps people to understand what a friend or family member might be going through. It gives you an appreciation for people who have mental illness and they're struggling with that, how to appreciate what their struggle is and what they're going through and have an understanding.
And then, like you said, help them navigate what the next step should be. That's amazing. You guys offer the QPR training for at Fremont Counseling Services?
No, that is offered through the Suicide Prevention Task Force.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We have a couple. That's fine. I'm on the board for the Suicide Prevention Task Force, and so I constantly when I'm answering questions about Fremont counseling, I also look at that other side because it's a necessary component to suicide prevention in our communities. Is having that group of people that mix professionals with family members, with people with lived experience, to all come to that table and try to basically attack this epidemic that we are in. I mean, Wyoming, we're always high up in the top five for suicide deaths. And so it's like we need to come together as a community to fight this and to and have a plan for how to reduce our rate of suicide completions. And so, and even attempts, I mean, our goal is to just really make an impact in this area. And so I sit on that board, and I have for a few years, and that's just one of the things. And it's like, we're always trying to get people that have, an interest in any way, shape or form to make a dent in suicide, to join that group. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a degree or an education. What we want is somebody with a passion that is willing to help, move the needle the other way, away from suicide, to where we get people the help they need before it becomes such a significant crisis to where, where people think the only answer is to, send somebody to an inpatient facility. We want to stop that needle going from, going towards suicide. We want to pull that back and get people to help and get people in the community the tools that they need to do that. And so I do a lot of times when I'm talking about suicide prevention and mental health awareness, I talk about the task force because it is such a needed component in our community. And we're always trying to find different people in the community that have a passion and are willing to do something, to help out with it.
It's needed. And right now offering our services too here at KOVE Coffee Time and Mental Health Monday. Anytime you guys want to have anyone from that task force come on the show and talk, please utilize us. Because like you said, recognizing that there's issues and then normalizing the conversations about those issues are how we get through it.
Absolutely.
Or at least a good first step.
It is. It's a necessary first step. Because if somebody's not willing to ask that question, we can't intervene before it becomes a big crisis to where it's life or death.
Exactly.
If we can intervene sooner, that's the idea, is when we're able to intervene and get that person the help early on, hopefully we prevent suicide attempts and suicide deaths.
Well, and like you said, this is probably now about the seventh or eighth interview I've done for Mental Health Monday, and I talk to professionals from all across the state, and I just hear that scary stat about Wyoming and Fremont County being one of the number one highest suicide rates in the country and for Fremont County and in the state. And one of the ways to address that, like you said, is to put on these types of events and get awareness out there. And you with Fremont Counseling Service will be putting on a Mental Health Awareness and Suicide Prevention Day event on September 8th. Would you mind giving us some background info and all the details on what that project and event entails?
Absolutely. So on September 8th, we're going to be in Riverton in the morning and then in Lander in the afternoon. And we're basically going to be available and there to do some various mindfulness exercises and to, or to teach other techniques. It could be anything from, grounding exercises to self-tapping, and basically self-soothing things, just things to help people cope. It really is what we're going to be teaching, are some different skills. And so every half hour, we're going to be doing a different technique or a different exercise. And then at 10 o'clock in Riverton, we're going to do one that's a half hour long. And in Lander, it'll be at 3 o'clock that we'll be doing a half hour long exercise, which looks at bilateral stimulation and butterfly tapping. And so all these fun things that I'm saying, and that I'm hoping people will be like, huh, what is that? maybe I'll go check that out. So, you know, but here's the thing is you can come and you can participate in these activities, or you can come and complete a couple different questionnaires, one for depression, one for anxiety. And if you choose, we'll have you go and meet with a clinician if you want to for about 15 minutes to just kind of talk about what those scores mean for you and, you know, what are some options for you to, you know, seek help if it's needed, or to, you know, say, hey, you're doing pretty good. And, you know, and just a brief consult that's free. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be doing that day. It'll be myself and then Linda Burhans, who is a licensed clinical social worker, who'll be doing the activities. And then all of our different therapists will be playing a role throughout the day and available to talk briefly for somebody if they're just struggling that day, or if they want to take that questionnaire and then talk to somebody.
Just an amazing event and service that you guys are going to be providing that day. I do want to ask so it's going to be in Riverton and Lander, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. What time and where will the morning one be?
So in the morning in Riverton, we'll be at 1110 Major Avenue, which is just down the road from the new justice system by the football field on Major Avenue. And it will be from 8:30 until noon. And then we'll be traveling over to Lander and set up and be there for 1 o'clock to go until 4:30 at 748 Main Street across from Mr. D's.
So you're providing, you're giving folks mindfulness techniques, soothing techniques, potentially some mini free consultations and screenings here. How can people do if folks want to attend, do they need to reach out beforehand? Is there like an RSVP tickets or that type of situation, or can they just show up?
Just show up. We really just want to have it to be something where people can come, you know, stay for one exercise, talk to somebody, or, you know, just come in for an exercise and leave, or stay for several, or even, you know, come and just talk to somebody and then leave. I mean, really, there's no requirement in any way, shape, or form on what you have to do. You can just come and observe the exercise if you want, if that's what you're comfortable with. It's just a day for people to, you know, really gain an awareness on mental health issues that we have in our, you know, that they might be struggling with or their families might be struggling with. We'll have brochures there. We'll have, you know, worksheets there that people can take with them. So it is really a day to, you know, bring some awareness, but also to, you know, pass on some skills that people can do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, ideally a lot of these to, you know, are helpful to have somebody walk you through them and teach them to you. But, you know, we're going to have, just basic some paperwork there so people can look at it and say, oh, okay, you know, such as one of the things we'll have there is a thought record, which is a CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's just, and it has explanations on how to fill it out to just really gain awareness of how our thoughts and behaviors and just our reactions lead to different reactions. And so it's just how all those things play together as a process, and how we can intercede from when we have a situation happen to our automatic, you know, cognition to mm-hmm. changing a behavior that is undesired for that person. You know, it's got to be something that they want to work on. And so it's just a lot of different things like that, where it's just really to show them what's out there, introduce them to a lot of different things throughout the time that we're in that office, and give them an opportunity to say, oh, this makes sense to me. Do you have somebody that, you know, could talk to me about this? And so I think that's the big thing, is just making sure that people know that, you know, and also that there's resources out there. And so one of the pages I think that most people in our community, unfortunately, are not aware of is that Fremont County has a prevention page with resources. And so I'm, if you would like, I can send that to you.
Oh, please do. I can link to that in the article that we do with this interview. If you wouldn't mind, I'll definitely throw that in there.
Absolutely. And yeah, so I will send that to you in an email so that way it can get posted, because I think that is, you know, it's a really good resource. It's got information on suicide prevention, even on alcohol and drug prevention or intervention. And so there's just a lot of different information. It's about, the whole thing is the Fremont County Prevention Partnership and Suicide Prevention Task Force. This is a website that just is to get resources into the community as well. And it has a list of counselors in the area. It has a list of, you know, how you can get access to training or access to help, and also information on how you can become involved in prevention in Fremont County.
Just literally a wealth of information that's out there. And what I liked what you said too about options, because I think a lot of people who are struggling may not realize that, you know, there's different types of treatment. There's different types of counseling that they can go through. And then once they see that wide variety of options, they may not be, it may be less daunting for them to look into getting help.
Right. It just, it gives them something to where they can start with something, because so often, you know, people don't reach out for help because, you know, it's like they get overwhelmed with the prospects out there and with all the information. And this just kind of breaks it down in a way that is, you know, where you can basically go, oh, okay, this is what I want to look at. And this is, oh, okay, so this is something I can do. And that's part of what we're hoping to do on September 8th is just provide some information out there so that people have an understanding of what is out there for counseling and the different, you know, theories and ways of looking at problems. Because, you know, one person is going to be way more in touch with their emotions, where somebody else is like the cognitive behavioral, that piece that really looks at thoughts. And that's going to be something that really speaks to them. And so, and I think that's the key, is finding what works for that person.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, we're individuals. You know, we can't take a cookie cutter approach and say, oh, this will work for everybody, because it's just not true. And so, I mean, part of what people will be learning is the different things that we offer as counseling, you know, techniques and or types of therapy. And so I think that's going to be part of another part of that day that's very important, because we have a worksheet that really just explains the different forms of therapy that are out there that people can, you know, choose to engage with. And it's just short blurbs on what it is. So people can say, oh, I'd like to try that. And then, you know, go in and seek out a counselor and go to this page on our, on this Fremont County prevention page to say, oh, okay, so this therapist says they will work with this form of therapy. I want to see them. And it just, it really gives guidance. And that's, I think, the big thing when we were creating that, this resource page on the internet that we were looking at, is just a way to get information to our community.
And you guys are doing that wonderfully, getting that information out there. And we do have to go ahead and start wrapping up here for the end of the interview. Just reiterating once again that event will be on September 8th. It'll be happening in Lander and Riverton. Check out the post for more, for the specific times once again. Was there anything else, Becky, that you wanted to get out to our listeners, either about Fremont Counseling Services or the event in general?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and, you know, we always say, hey, we've got our emergency information, our emergency contact numbers. And so I'm going to go ahead and provide that, as well as
Please.
The National Suicide Lifeline number that is changed. I mean, it used to be a 1-800 number, and now as of July 16th, it is a 3-digit number, 988. And that is the national line. There is a call center in Wyoming that takes all the Wyoming calls and that fields them, which is, it's finally, you know, fully live and up and running. And so that's something that's really, you know, part of, it was a legislation by Congress that, you know, that people are like, you know, everybody remembers 911 when they're in an accident or have, you know, an emergency. Well, this is for mental health emergencies. And so that 988 number is just, you know, pivotal for people to know. But, you know, if you want to talk to somebody that's from our community in Lander, you can call 332-4233. And in Riverton, it's 856-7489. Just know that a counselor will call you back. It'll generally be on a restricted line if it's after hours. But we answer that either through with an answering service after hours and we call you back, or you can call during the day, or just walk in if you're having a crisis and you need some help. That's what we're here for.
Well, and thank you so much too for bringing up the national number that changed. And I recently spoke with Kim Detai from the Wyoming Department of Health and Governor Gorton's offices, and they did make that announcement that Wyoming coverage is now 24 hours a day as well. It used to be, I think it was like 20 or 22, but in addition to having that shortened 988 number now, Wyoming's coverage is 24 hours a day. So I do appreciate
that. That was wonderful.
It really, I mean, it's you hate to think about not being able to reach out to someone at any time of day if you're going through those struggles. So the fact that that's there now is just, it's a huge step forward.
It absolutely is. And I think that's the piece, is just, you know, tearing down those barriers is really, you know, what part of what this day is about, is it's just, you know, tearing down that barrier, you know, basically removing some of that stigma and just letting people know there are options out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big thing. There are options out there, and, you know, we're one of many. But what we're hoping to do on this day, on September 8th, is really bring awareness to suicide and mental health and mental illness, so that people understand that it's okay to get help and they don't have to suffer through this problem on their own, you know, because they're not the only one. They're not an island. You know, they're not out there in the middle of the ocean where nobody understands and where nobody is willing to help. We are here, and this is part of what this day is all about, is just really bringing light to this issue.
Bringing light to the issue, and like you said, just getting rid of that stigma of talking about it and seeking help. Becky, once again, this is Becky Parker from she's the clinical director over at Fremont Counseling Service, does a number of things for suicide prevention awareness, mental health awareness, including the September 8th event that'll be happening in Lander and Riverton. Becky, thanks again so much for stopping by, or for taking the time to chat with us on the phone today.
Well, thank you for having me, Vince. It was very nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. And any other time, like I said, that you want to come on, please do. And feel free to send my information to anyone else who you think might want to use the platform.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Vince.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the Mental Health Monday segment here today. When we come back, more coffee time coming your way with some Fremont County news from Jared Anderson and your County 10 sports update from Wyatt Berichka and John Gabrielson, followed by your national native news and your daily Agriculture Today report coming your way.